My name is Emily. You are listening to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio show for kids all about the Elgin County Library. I hope you enjoy the show.
I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
Welcome to Check It In, Check It Out. I hope you're ready for monkeys tonight because we've got monkeys and gorillas, orangutans and chimpanzees. And where there are monkeys, there is monkey business. It's time for a story. Get comfortable, but not too comfortable. All the monkeys in our story tonight will keep you on your toes, I promise. The kids' voices you hear in the story are from Mrs. Casey's Grade 1 class at McGregor Public School in Elmer, Ontario. There were monkeys in my kitchen by Sherry Fitch. There were monkeys in my kitchen. They were climbing up the walls. They were dancing on the ceiling. They were bouncing basketballs. Now, you might think that sounds funny. Now, you might think that sounds neat to see 1,000 monkeys dancing to a funky monkey beat. But let me tell you, it was terrible. Hardest day I ever had. I was there, so believe me, it was bad.
It was bad!
First, there were gorillas in a grand ballet, pirouette, arabesque, plié, sauté. They wore ballerina slippers and purple fishnet socks, and when they danced, the city shook for 49 blocks. So I called the police. I called the RCMP. I was fairly polite, and I even said, please, as I shouted in the phone, chimpanzees! Then quicker than it takes to do a double-duty sneeze, I turned around, and in my face were 40 more chimpanzees. They wig-waggled and jag-jiggled. One said,
if you please, you may call me by my proper name, Deborah Louise. I am just a go-go ape. I go-go everywhere in my red leather boots with my funky monkey hair.
So, I called the police. I called 911. I said, I think you'd better come. This house has come undone. The next thing I knew, those apes were playing rock and roll. They were twisting on the table and broke my cereal bowl. They were dancing to the Beatles, that's an old singing group, and they crumbled up crackers in my minestrone soup. Then they turned up the volume on my brother's ghetto blaster. They got clumsy, they got goofy, they danced. Faster, faster,
faster!
So I shouted in the phone, it's a national, irrational, primordial disaster. But before I had the time to give the number of our street, I was interrupted rudely by a crash-bang beat. There were 55 monkeys singing,
Do-si-do!
Yee-haw! Get down!
Swing your partner by the toe!
Promenade! Lemonade!
Do-si-do!
They swirled and twirled in crinoline to skirts. They wore 10-gallon hats. They had rhinestones in their shirts. So I called the police. I said, what can you do? Has anyone reported monkeys missing from the zoo? Then, coming from the basement with a slow, soft song, I peeked and saw orangutans tangoing along. They were dipping, they were slipping, they were flipping right out. So I got irritated, and I heard myself shout, you apes have got to get! You apes have got to go! Then they all stopped dancing, and they shouted at me,
no!
So I called the police and a security guard. I said, come get these apes, get them out of my yard. For I'd already seen all those monkeys on the lawn. They were playing croquet with gold shoes on. Some were dancing on the clothesline. Some were swinging from the trees. Hilarious, gregarious chimpanzees. Then, coming from upstairs was a wheezy, whining sound. So I ran right up. I took a peek around. There were monkeys in my bedroom. They were messing up my quilts. One was playing bagpipes. They were wearing tartan kilts. One said,
you can call me Macintosh.
He did the Highland Fling. One said,
who could take a burra?
But I didn't say a thing. I just called the police and the FBI and Scotland Yard in a private eye. I said, this place is chaos. I said, baboon catastrophe. You folks have got to help. You've got to rescue me. Because those apes had taken bubble bath and dumped it in the tub. They played Hawaiian music. They did the hula as they scrubbed. Well, I watched for a minute. Then I went and jumped right in. Don't know why, just thought I'd try. But as soon as I got dry, I called the police. I called the RCMP. I was extra polite. I said, pretty, pretty, please, as I shouted out, help, chimpanzees. Some gorillas crunched granola. Some were eating toast and peas. Some were slurping macaroni topped with gorgonzola cheese. So I got down on my knees. I said, this place is chaos. I cried, a complete catastrophe. I sobbed, I want my mama. I sniffed, what'll be gone is me. So I went to the kitchen sink, which is a place where I think and think and think. Then suddenly I had an idea, the solution to save the day. I shouted out one word, bananas. And all those monkeys stopped. I said, now that I have your attention, I'd like all you monkeys, chimpanzees, apes, and gorillas to go get skedaddle.
Hurry up, get out of this place.
Well, one monkey came right over. One wiped my tears away. She said,
I guess that we should go. That's all you had to say.
Then one said,
my name is Aristotle.
Another said,
call me Socrates.
I said, I'm really pleased to meet you. Glad to know you, chimpanzees. But just then I heard a siren and I knew my help had come. There were 49 Mounties. They were blowing bubble gum. I said, this is no time for chewing. This is no time for bubbles. I tell you that this neighborhood has got its share of troubles. I'm Inspector Leanne Jane, said a woman dressed in red. Can you tell us what your name is? Well, Willa Wellowby, I said. Well, Willa Willow Wellowby, you have called us several times, said you had some monkey business. Now we're here to solve those crimes. Then she blew the biggest bubble, so I burst it in her face. Look, I said, chimpanzees all over this place. And she said, where? Now you probably won't believe me, but those monkeys were all gone. No monkeys in the kitchen, no monkeys on the lawn, no monkeys on the clothesline. They had left the neighborhood. There, I thought, it's over. I guess those apes have gone for good. The inspector was not smiling. She said, is this a false alarm? Should I send you to the zoo or perhaps a monkey farm? I said, but there were monkeys in my kitchen. They were climbing up the walls. They were dancing on the ceiling. They were bouncing basketballs. Indeed, said the inspector. We do not have the time. We Mounties are too busy. We're off to solve another crime. So everything was over. No dancing apes around. I found the house a little quiet. I sort of missed the monkey sound. But I think I saw an elephant just open up my door, and I've got this funny feeling. There are several hundred more. Wow, I am all monkeyed out. I need a big helping of slow after all that hullabamonkey-loo. Here's the perfect story to clear the monkey business out and give you some tranquility so you'll be all ready for bed. This is an Eric Carle story about the slowest creature ever, slower than a turtle or a snail. And this lovely, languid animal can also be found in a jungle. It's a sloth. Listen. I get a lot of help from Mrs. Moak's grade 3 class at McGregor Public School. The story is called Slowly, 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 Said the Sloth by Eric Carle. A sloth crawled along a branch of a tree.
Slowly, slowly, slowly.
The sloth ate a leaf.
Slowly, slowly, slowly.
The the sloth fell asleep.
Slowly, slowly, slowly.
The sloth woke up. All day long, the sloth hung upside down in the tree. All night long, the sloth hung upside down in the tree. Even when it rained, the sloth hung upside down in the tree.
Why are you so slow?
The howler monkey asked one day. But the sloth didn't answer.
Why are you so quiet?
The caiman asked. But the sloth didn't answer.
Why are you so boring?
The anteater asked. But the sloth didn't answer.
Tell me, why are you so lazy?
Said the jaguar. The sloth thought and thought and thought for a long, long, long time. Finally, the sloth replied.
It is true that I am slow, quiet, and boring. I am lackadaisical. I dawdle and I dilly-dally. I am also unflappable, languid, stoic, impassive, sluggish, lethargic, placid, calm, mellow, laid back, and, well, slothful. I am relaxed and tranquil, and I like to live in peace, but I am not lazy.
Then the sloth yawned.
That's just how I am. I like to do things
slowly, slowly, slowly.
Oh, are you asleep yet? That is the perfect bedtime story. Languid, mellow, laid back. Well, I'm going to have to wake up my funny bone. It's sound asleep. Here are a couple of jokes from Sarah and Jesse, two frequent flyers at the Springfield Public Library. What is the opposite of gorilla?
Stoprilla.
Sounds like our little monkey here at DeBrigg appreciates a good joke. Here's another one. Why did the giant ape climb to the top of the CN Tower?
Because it couldn't fit inside the elevator.
Many thanks to Sarah and Jesse for their help waking up our funny bones. And hey, our little monkey thanks you too. It's time to say goodbye for another week. Let's hear it from Mrs. Casey's grade 1 class who helped out with our first story, There Are Monkeys in My Kitchen by Sherry Fitch, and to Mrs. Moak's grade 3 class for their help with Slowly, Slowly, Slowly Said the Sloth by Eric Carle. What a show it's been. And it wouldn't be possible without the help of the Elgin County Library.
You have been listening to Check It In, Check It Out.
This show wouldn't be possible without the Elgin County Public Library
and the Mennonite Community Services of Elmer, Ontario.
We'd also like to thank all the folks at Radio DeBrigg.
Good day, and welcome to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio program for Kenya by the Elgin County Library. I hope you have this program geglecht. Axe and Mary Ham, and Axe Schof by the Elmer Library. We have a library in Straffordville, Springfield, and Port Burwell, and you can crack day what you want for. They sind all new up. The open stunden sind on the library daring to sign. You can a phone, and the phone number is 519-631-1500, extension 809, when you noch more information failed. Bitte kommt nan und seid what wir haben in unser libraries zum Jünt und Juna Familie mit halten.
Out the door we danced and sang, the whole library rang. Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. I'm going down to the library.